time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr. Time to get organized in your life. You may have heard that before or told yourself the very same thing, but where to start? Welcome to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. Join us today as we focus on a part of your physical or emotional space that could use some help decluttering. Now, here's Meryl Starr.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Oh, what a glorious day it is, March 13th, 2013. Welcome to Let's Get Organized. I am so glad you're here. This is so exciting to me to be on Blog Talk Radio, so thank you, thank you, thank you. The show is about getting organized and clutter, and these days the words organization, getting organized, and clutter are everywhere. They've been in our conversations, they're in magazine covers, they're topics for TV and radio shows. The explosion has been unbelievable in the last 20 years. Everyone has heard of The Container Store, Closet Made, and Real Simple Magazine. There are zillions of organizing products and sites. The internet is filled with endless ideas and tips. Again, it really has been an explosion over the last 20 years, and I'm so glad that I've been here for the fabulous, fabulous ride. You know, I found that over and over in my own personal life and with my clients, that getting rid of clutter, which I believe is negative energy, in your home, in your thoughts, and even in your relationships makes for a happier, healthier, and stress-free life. Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. We'll tackle anything that can improve the quality of your life. I'll be talking about clutter and how it affects you, and how getting rid of it and getting organized will change your life forever. Clutter is not only physical, but it's emotional as well. I will be bringing on different guests from all different industries to give you tips and ideas on how you can get rid of the clutter and be free. We'll focus on different aspects of your life that might need a bit of clearing clutter and a little bit of organization as well. The goal for me, as always, is to motivate you and give you the tips, ideas, and solutions you need to make a positive change in your life. The conversations will empower and inspire positive growth and change. So here I am. You know, growing up, my room was always neat, even as a teenager. I don't know how I did it. My closet was color-coded. My shoes were lined up, and I had perfectly folded piles in my drawers. when I think about it, I laugh. It just didn't seem like a normal teenager's room. At least it was not normal for my teenagers. It's funny because I remember my brother, Stephen, bringing his friends into my room, opening up the closet doors. I had those bifold doors. And he would say, "This is a museum." Who would have thought I would have made a career out of being neat and organized? Anyway, it was exactly 20 years ago today, and that's why I am so happy to be on today. 3:13, it was 1993, how time flies. It's a glorious day here in New York, and it's 50 degrees, but 20 years ago, it was a snowy March day. I'll never forget it. My family was staying at my girlfriend Randy's house. It was a sleepover. When I woke up that morning, I decided to start making breakfast. Well, that was well and good, except I couldn't find anything that I needed to make the breakfast. It was filled with so much clutter. In fact, did you ever open up a closet door or a cabinet door and that Tupperware or some item falls down on you? Well, that's what happened that morning. So I said to Randy, I said, "Listen, how about if we organize your kitchen today?" She was like, "Are you sure?" She says, "What could I do?" I said, "Just get me some large garbage bag and just stay by me." I was so excited. I felt like a kid in a candy store. I started with the cabinets, and I opened each one, and I went to the drawers and the pantry and the refrigerator. And as I'm going along, of course, I'm sorting. I'm throwing out the broken items, the things were expired from the refrigerator and the cabinet. And as the day went on, we were carrying out garbage bags and garbage bins. It was so funny. At one point in the day, a neighbor came by and knocked on the door, and they asked if they were moving. That's how much stuff we were able to get out of that. Just the kitchen. Just the kitchen. It felt so good, as it always does, to get rid of the clutter. Not only for me, but Randy was starting to feel the benefits as well. I was racing with excitement. So I organized the kitchen, and with all the remaining items, of course I kept the like items together, cardinal rule, and I put all the items that she would frequently use in a place where they could easily be retrieved. The kitchen was amazing, and it felt absolutely fabulous. Well, of course, I had to take a step and organize the spices, but that's just me. Anyway, Stephen, Randy's husband, I got home that evening. I opened up every cabinet and every drawer. I was just beaming about what I did that day. He was so amazed. He was just like, "Wow." And he said, "You know, you can charge for this." And at that moment, a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, "I'm going to start my own company, and I'm going to call it Let's Get Organized." And that's exactly what I did. And the next day, I came up with a brochure. I sent it out to everyone I knew, and my mother knew. It was funny because when I mentioned it to my dad that I was going to start this business, he was like, "You're going to do what?" You know, nobody ever heard of somebody that could help you organize your home and your space and your closets at that point. It was so new. He said, "Do you think you're going to make money?" "Oh, well, just go and do," he said. Well, within a few weeks, I got my first call and landed my first client, and that's how it all began. And I must say, I am truly grateful for all of it. You know, since the light bulb went off, I started my own company. I have worked with the most amazing people and the most amazing companies out there. I've been interviewed and in over 50 magazines and newspapers. It's always so wonderful to give back. I've written two books, The Home Organizing Workbook and The Personal Organizing Workbook. They're lovely. They're beautiful. The pictures, the tips, the ideas, the projects. There are solutions for each issue that you have. They're available as ebooks on Amazon, but on my website and MerylStarr.com. I just love them, and they're great. I mean, you can just pick one up and try to how to declutter that closet and get it organized. So they're wonderful. So check them out when you get a chance. I did several national radio and talk shows. Most recently, I was on Fox and Friends, which was a great segment on relationships. You could see that on my YouTube page, by the way. It's just Meryl Stark on YouTube. I also put together a pilot for TV, Get Organized with Meryl Starr, which I won a Telly Award for, which I'm very, very grateful as well. My next dream was to have a talk show. So here I am. Not only do I love to talk, but I love to connect, and I love, I want to be able to share with a larger audience what I've learned and experienced over the last 20 years, basically, or probably even more than that. And I want to share what I've learned from others. So that's my goal, and I'm so glad that you're here. Today's show, you are going to meet two very special guests. Lisa Engel, she is the Vice President of Product Development and Marketing for Closet Made, which is one of the country's leading closet system companies. Also joining me is Melanie Charlton of Closet, the luxury closet design company, just magnificent. You know, whenever we think of organization, closets come to mind, and that's why I decided to do a show on closets and the accessories that we can put in them. But before we do that, I must talk a little clutter, because I want you to get it in your head exactly what clutter is, so you could start to remove it from your life. Clutter, it's stuck energy, really. It's anything that's been in a particular place for so long that energy stagnates around it. The word clutter derives from the English word clotter, which means to coagulate. That's about as stuck as you get. The dictionary defines clutter as a crowded and untidy collection of things. It also multiplies. You know what I mean? If you put one thing on the floor or one thing in a basket, before you know it, something is added, and then again added, and then before you know it, it's a pile. I see you out there, everybody saying, oh my, I even see you guys looking at your piles and shaking your heads. Well, that's where you need to start. The reason why clutter clearing also is so effective is that while you're putting your external world in order, your closet, your home, there are corresponding changes that are going on internally as well. Everything around you, especially your home environment, mirrors your inner self. So, by changing your home, you also change the possibilities in your own life. Removing the obstacles to the flow of energy in your home creates more harmony in your life and also allows for new opportunities to come in. How cool is that? What is clutter exactly? Because, you know, it's different for everyone. I want you to see where you may have some clutter, again, so you could focus on clearing it. I'm going to go with threes because it is the third month, and it is the 13th, and it is 2013. And for me, three is a fabulous number. So, three types of clutter. Think about this. Anything you don't love, anything you don't want, and anything you don't need. Think about that.
Yes, Beverly. Do you have the clutter not fast in?
Your clutter?
In black.
Feel better?
Oh, okay.
Why not? You'll have more space for what you love. How glorious. And you will be able to see and know what you have. But the three reasons why we hold on to
stuff. Yes, do you have any clad up the knapsack there by any chance?
Thank you so much for that.
The black, yeah.
Or, well, what happens if I need that? I hold on to it. Someday. And the third is the fear of not being able to. We can let go of all of those. At least we could try to. And the three tips to help you get started. I want you to set a date. Pick a date that works for you. Make a plan. Decide who you're going to give these items to that you no longer need. Get some garbage bags and suitcases, whatever you don't need. And make sure that you leave yourself a realistic amount of time. And there are three.
Yes, I just want to know if you have the Prada black knapsack in.
You are doing this. Number two, you will feel better.
I know, because I keep checking. Now, how large? Is there a large one?
Be gentle with yourself. That's very important.
Right.
This just came in.
Yeah, I have an old small one, but it's ripping, you know?
A client of mine that I just worked with.
Yeah, and I think it would be too much money to repair it.
I want to say a huge...
Yeah, okay, good. So that's good. So what's the size of the large one?
Say that the change has been life-altering would not adequately capture the difference it has made.
Yeah, I know that.
I've been able
could you
to
find out. I just want to know.
System, and the kids have adopted to that as well.
Hmm.
I love that. Thank you for that. Thanks for sharing and congrats.
Right.
Okay. Well.
You can't look it up or anything.
A little bit to think about.
Well, how am I supposed to know if I want the large one if I can't even? It's not even on the website.
Quick break. This is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr
right.
on Blog
I mean,
Talk Radio.
Could we just find out, is it, you know, I don't know how big it is, so I'm curious.
Each week you hear Meryl Starr give some great tips to getting organized on her radio show. But how can you find out more about Meryl and possibly
right,
use her organization
okay.
services
you know
to your advantage?
One online,
visit MerylStarr.com.
I don't know if it's a real
Meryl
product, but it's 10
to help you organize
by
your
9
personal
by
space,
5.
Your workspace. And your life space.
But that's the right
appointments
size.
Are available by phone or by Skype.
And
you
what
can schedule
this?
Your session
oh.
at MerylStarr.com. Also, find out information about Meryl's
I
book
do.
Available
online.
Through Amazon. You need to get organized. Visit MerylStarr.com today.
6 inches is really, it's like I feel like I have the 10-inch one.
Well, that was a very, very brief.
I mean, it's really kind of strange. I thought they made a larger one.
Commercial there, but I brought back with me my first guest, and my first guest for today is Lisa Engel. Are you there, Lisa? I sure am.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's teeny, but I didn't think it was that small. Maybe it is. Maybe it's 9, but this one's only 10 and a half. Seems kind of small.
Similar to what you were describing up where you are as well.
Yes, it is glorious, and it's a little bit warmer by you.
Right. Okay, so that's it, the 10 inches.
I'm so
all right. Thank you so
Lisa.
Much.
And, you know,
bye-bye.
I just wanted to say, the last time we were together was a couple of years ago down in, where were we? Were we in Jacksonville for that international show? Where were we?
We were actually in Orlando, Florida for the annual International Builders Show.
Yes, yes. And it was fabulous. And I have to tell you, not only was it great, you know, to be there and that closet-made booth, remember how gorgeous it was?
I do.
It was amazing. But it was you that made such a great impression on me because of your energy and love for the product. It was just fabulous. So I'm so glad you're here to share with us today.
Great. I'm glad to be here, too. You know, Meryl, I'm just a typical mother of two active kids, no different than most. You know, I'm juggling work. I juggle school, sports, bake sales. But it just happens that I work at Closet Maid. So 8 hours of my day during the daylight, you know, I really listen to people describe to me in great detail about their pain points in their life when it comes to organizing their home.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm in the same situation when I go home. I face many of the same challenges. You know, there's always a hot spot that needs to be addressed.
Right. Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great that you're admitting to that. Your house is no different. We're all the same. We all do have the same issues, whether it's the entranceway or the garage or your closet. It's really all, you know, really all the same.
Yep, it sure is. I loved hearing your story about Randy, though. And I have a similar story because I actually, as a child, always liked to stay organized as well. My neighbor used to encourage me to come over to her house, and I worked with her to clean her son's room. I don't even remember that she paid me. I just remembered that when we were done, it was such a sense of satisfaction to get everything kind of back organized. And to his point, he could have cared less, although I think when it was done, he appreciated our help.
Totally, I know. And you know what? It's like what I was saying. It's getting rid of that clutter.
Yep.
It just changes your life. It's so important, really. Now, how long have you been with Closet Med?
Meryl, I have been here for just about 6 years now.
Wow. They are lucky to have you. You know, the other thing, I wanted to just go back when we all met, what I love about the company is that it's so family-oriented. I remember reading, you know, meeting Rob Clements, who's the president of Closet Made, and us all being together and just enjoying, and that is just fabulous for the company, that it seems to be one big happy family.
Yeah, and that's something really unique about Closet Made. You know, wire shelving was actually invented for builders here in Florida back in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1970, we moved here to Ocala, where we're headquartered still here today, and all wire shelving comes out of the facility that I work in here in Ocala.
Mm-hmm. It's great. You know what? I've installed, because I've been working with you guys, it has to be, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. I've probably installed not only wire, but laminate, about 5 different units. And they're so easy to install. In fact, if you remember, we put together a couple of videos. They're on my YouTube page. They weren't officially for Closet Made. They were for some do-it-yourself network. And I still encourage people to go there because they're so simple. And if you just watch the videos and follow the steps, anybody really could put up a closet system.
Yeah, really, Meryl, you're so right about that. You know, if you're comfortable using a level and, you know, and a screwdriver, you really can install your own organization system.
It's easy. And I love it. You know, these days, we all want to be able to do it yourself. I mean, I find that very empowering, to be able to do it yourself. I mean, I could open up my closet door right now, you know, in my Manhattan apartment, and it's my closet-made system, and it's so sturdy and so beautiful. It just makes me proud that I put it together, and it's so beautiful and so efficient.
Yep, even small closets like you have in Manhattan. Just a few weeks ago, we helped a family organize their Manhattan closet, and it might have been maybe 4 feet square, but
mm-hmm.
it went up 10 feet. And so we said to them, don't forget to just organize, you know, the space that you can reach every day, but really use that height that your building's giving you for seasonal storage. And so that's what we did. We put wire shelving all the way up to the ceiling, and they, you know, probably quadrupled the space that they had from what they had before.
And that's so true. And that's how it is. In fact, I'm installing a wire system in my daughter's closet, and she has that same height. And we're doing the same thing. We're going to put in extra shelves for her so she could store off season and whatever sports equipment and suitcases also up there, which is great. Anything to keep things out of the way. So I'm excited for that project that we're doing for her.
She's lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I'm lucky to have her. So I wanted, you know, people that are listening out there, they probably would love to be able to, I want to make sure that they get to the website, and it's really just closetmade.com, correct?
You are right.
Right. And then when they go there, where do they need to go if they want to design their own closet?
Well, I tell you, we have a couple of different ways that we can help people just get started. The first one is we have about 1,500 different photos on our website, and I think even over 700 additional photos on our Flickr site. So just by looking through the photos and envisioning it in your space is a great way to start getting, you know, motivated and start your project. But then after that, you can hit on our design tools, and we have a couple of different ways you can do that. You can start with one of the photos that you see, and then customize it if you need a little more shoe storage or a little more hanging storage. Or you can actually call or fax or email our professional design team. We have a staff that's just waiting and ready to help you organize your space, answer a few questions, take a little inventory of what you are deciding to give away versus what you need to keep, and they provide you with a few design options. And they also give you a shopping list so you can walk right in the store confident that you know what to buy.
That's so fabulous. That's another thing that I love. You can walk in. Now, you're in Home Depot, correct?
Correct, yep.
Which is all over the country and so easy. I mean, I've been there. I've seen the displays. They're beautiful. They're organized. They're easy to grab. You don't have to, you know, it's one shopping. It's very easy. It's great. It's really easy for the consumer to go in there. Now, one of the things I hear people saying, like, how can you figure out what's the best system to use from your point of view?
Well, you know what? It really comes down to what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. If you just want to maximize your space, just like you and I talked about,
mm-hmm.
our shelf track wire system is perfect for you. Mm-hmm. Not only can you go all the way up to that 10-foot ceiling like you and I just talked about, but it's something that you can change over time. You know, when your children are small, they actually don't need a lot of hanging space because their clothes are so small, and it's really more about storing items. But then as the teen years come, you can actually move around the shelving and continue to maximize your space all the way throughout their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're looking for a little bit more of a built-in look, maybe something that looks custom, but you and I wink and we know that we did it ourselves, a program also available at the Home Depot, like our Impressions Laminate Organizer.
Mm-hmm.
You can add doors and drawers, so you really can almost take your dresser and move it into the closet. Again, making sure that everything you need in the morning when you wake up and everything you need in the evening when you go to bed is all in its one place in your closet.
So important. So important. It's unbelievable when, you know, I've seen those systems and put them in, love the drawers and the shelves. And it really, like I was saying before, it's so beautiful when you open up your closet and everything is so accessible to you and you can see everything. It just starts the day off on the right foot.
Well,
it really does.
That's a trend that we're just going to be seeing in home building, moving, you know, kind of out of this building recession that we've been in for the last 5 years, is that we're not going to continue to build homes bigger and bigger. But what we want to do is use the space better. And we do see that walk-in closets are here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you build your home or when you move into a new home, it's the perfect time to go ahead and just get yourself organized right off the bat.
Yes.
And then that way, if you have people moving in, people moving out, you know, babies do, you're ready, and you have a great foundation to attack those next projects in your house.
Absolutely. And also, I love the fact that you guys have the upgraded materials, like the moldings and all the different textured wood grain laminates. I mean, they just really make a big difference, and they're all gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, the materials of the wood laminates and the hollow core materials have just come so far. And so we're finding that people are taking these new materials and really feeling like they're building themselves a piece of furniture, but they're doing it themselves. And I think there's something to be said. You talked about how proud you are when you look at the project that you've done. Closets don't have to be boring, and they can be very personalized to how you use that space and, you know, whether you're one of these people who have 50 pair of shoes or lots of purses, or if you just have a lot of hanging clothing, like you said, and you color code it and have it all in your closet like a rainbow, it can be just about you. You know, it doesn't have to be what the builder put in there. I'm always amazed when I walk in, even a large walk-in closet, and there's just one wraparound shelf. I have this fun term, I call it my racetrack of shelving, because if you think about it, you only get one level of hanging and one level of stacking. So here you have this big, beautiful walk-in closet, and you're not even maximizing the space. You know, I love to do the math. If you only have an 8-foot closet with one shelf, that means you got 8 feet of hanging and 8 feet of stacking. But all you have to do is put a quick wire organizer, and I think like you're doing for your daughter, and the numbers just multiply. You can get up to 17 feet of storage, 9 feet of hanging, right?
It's unbelievable. What you can fit. And you know, I like having everything in one space. And when you do that, you can have more. Really, if you had a larger closet and you doubled it, you really can keep all seasons in the closet if it was large enough, just to be able to see everything, you know, for the person that travels or really needs to have all their clothes in front of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and most households end up sharing a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I always you hear the struggle, you know, between the husband and wife or just even, you know, the roommates that have to share a space. And if they would just go ahead and organize it more properly, they wouldn't even have that struggle because they've got more than enough space.
I know, absolutely. You know, I had a couple of months ago, and they were sharing a closet, and he was like 6'3", and she was like 4'11". And I couldn't believe why she had the top off. It was beyond me. I didn't understand. And she had all the, you know, the shelves on the side that she really couldn't even get to anything. So that was another instance where we took that whole closet apart and reconfigured it for them. And they're much happier, to say the least.
Well, I bet you they just get out of the house so much faster in the morning when they don't have to struggle to find things. I think the National Association of Professional Organizers quotes that people can waste 1 to 3 hours a day
just
searching for things that they need. And that number just blows my mind.
Me too. And I do understand it completely because most people, you know, are in disarray in some part of their life. And the other thing is that we're so busy these days. We're going in 16 different directions, you know. So the more organized you are, the easier it is. And, you know, we're just talking about closets, but it's the same thing for that pantry.
It sure is.
It's the same thing. You know, you have the kids in the morning, and they need to have breakfast and get them out. And it's not only their clothes. It's their lunch boxes and all the things that they need. The more organized that pantry is, the easier the
Yes, this is Meryl Starr.
Yeah, because I think if you have a very disorganized pantry, you even forget what you have. So you end up buying more of what you don't need and maybe not really what you do need.
Totally. And that's where, you know, that's where we're talking money savings as well. There are so many people out there, you know, we have these big pantries, but all the things wind up going into the back, heck it or not. You go shopping. You put the new
Hey Liz, it's Meryl Starr. How are you?
You know, stays there for who knows
good,
how long.
Good. It just happens.
Winds up having to go in the garden.
I walked into the store yesterday. It was funny because I got Dave West across the street from the grocery store. They're coming on to a show in a couple of weeks. I was there, and all of a sudden I turn around and I was like, hey, Ash, let me go in. So I just wanted to double, you know, kind of check with you because we had some correspondence. You know, I told you I was doing that favorite show, and I wanted to, you know, talk about the sneakers, how great they are, and they're so high heels, and it's so important for women to have their heels on, that type of thing. So I just wanted to know if you were interested in, you know, coming on the show, coming from Josh.
The Shelf Track Elite. And I haven't seen it yet in person. It's this rich, dark chocolate finish. It just sounds
right. It's over the phone.
Yep, absolutely. Another trend that we're seeing is that people really do appreciate shelving, but they do want that beautiful kind of custom furniture.
Would you want to come on
and, so
and
the
talk about
track elite system tries to take the best of both worlds and give everyone the flexibility to blend those two materials, bring that beautiful chocolate drawer into the closet and some, you know, beautiful shelving as well. Very European, very contemporary looking. You know, some of those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, now we have like 13,000
at the Home
Depot. You know,
so you know, if your viewers want to go ahead
the
and
internet.
In there, they can get a sneak.
So I thought I did respond back with you. Actually, when I did, it was probably like I had Carson Kressley on. I think we had like 6,000, but now it's 13. I know, it's great. But I totally understand. I love the shoes, and I just thought that it would be good to put on my favorite, you know, mention them on my favorite show. But I think I'd still do it anyway. I don't need any.
Maybe 60 days. We'll also be doing a great home.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay.
Excited. because more and more people are working either professionally or even just with their own little, you know, their own little side job.
Oh, that'll be great. So,
that we can dedicate to an
let me just see when that show is scheduled. Next week I'm doing the Babe Lamb show. It's gonna be a fabulous show. I could probably. It really doesn't match with that show. You know, I have a sex therapist coming on in this month. It's gonna be a great show. But then in July is when I'm doing the My Favorite Show. So I think that I'm going to mention it, guys, there. And you know what the thing is that when you, I've been in business for, you know, so many, for 20 years, and I always tell my clients to do this thing hold on. But I'm never talking about shooting before on high heels. I'm talking about your energy and your body.
Brand new line that we're going to be offering at Target, and what's going to be beautiful about it is that you don't have to rip out what you already have. These really smart space-saving ideas are meant to add on to what you have in your home today.
You know,
so whether you live in a home or whether you live in a
home, it's like I prepare them all day, every day. They're just so, that you can feel them. That's kind of the point that I want to get across to everybody. Hey, you know, you can have your heels on, and, you know, be super comfortable, whatever, but, yeah, maybe you would send me some little tips or something. Like, is there any information that I can, oh, good.
Be able to see exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, that is great. Everybody needs
that
to
would be great.
Mark that or save
that.
That
would be great. It'll be a little bit of a mention, but it's, you know, I really like them, so that it would be great. So, yeah. So why don't you send that off to me?
Gorgeous.
Do you have my email?
Wow, this is so exciting for you guys. It's really, really, really great. Now, I just wanted to talk about
to send off the tips and all that information, and then what I'll do is I will then either me or my assistant will let you know when we're going to do that, you know, that mention for you guys, and you and then I, or I'll call you and just keep you, you know, posted. And then do you guys tweet?
We all know the 80-20 rule, right? We're probably only
okay, so I wonder if I'm following
you. You think you can donate or give away. You know, there's a lot
okay.
of great...
Because I want to... Because then what we do is we tweet everybody, you know, Ash,
professional clothing.
Okay, let's see. I just want to make sure that I'm following this. It is.
Once you've done that,
Ash,
so you need to look at how much we call it in the industry.
Ash shoes. Okay. So then where is
the shorter items that you have. So the skirts, the shirts. And you can definitely set up a space where you can instantly double your space. Just
it's fabulous. Okay, so I'm following you guys. So then, whatever, you could follow back or whatever it is. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, just send that out to me, and then I'll keep you posted. And, you know, we'll tweet it.
For example, how many shoes he has. They'll always only say maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5.
Oh, that's great. So on Mercer, I'll be on the list. So I don't even have to go up. It's whenever. It'll be on there, and then I can. Oh, you're the best.
Right, and you know, and maybe it's because it gets shoved to the
okay, great. All right, sweetie pie, we'll keep in touch.
So, big piece
okay,
of
honey,
we
bye-bye.
People
bye.
Keep those shoes where you can see them. I'll tell you another little secret. With our program at Target, we're even going to have some bins, shoe bins, that have clear openings so that you don't forget what you're doing, right? So that you do take advantage and make sure you take inventory of what you have.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you do have that. People love to see. You need to see what you have. And the clear, I think that's fabulous. Oh, I can't wait to see that. That's great.
Yeah, and
you know,
then I think the last thing I would just give them advice is the subject you and I have talked about already is make sure you take advantage all the way up to your ceilings because we all have a lot of things in our closet that we don't have to access every day, to your point, whether it's luggage or bedding or just seasonal items that you're not going to wear during the season.
You know what else I think is great, and I believe you have these as well, is jewelry tray inserts.
Yes.
So important. Seen so many, you know, people that, you know, you have so much jewelry. What's the bracelets, the earrings, the old things, the antique things, you know, whatever. and there's no place to put them. And the jewelry inserts are fabulous because they're soft. They're They have little compartments.
Yep.
And they, you know, you can keep all your most important accessories right there.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we find very interesting in the design of a closet. And you know, I should mention that we have a network of installers across the United States that can help, just like you help your clients.
Mm-hmm.
They can help really design the smartest system. But we're finding that this area around, we call it the Beltline storage, people are using their closets actually as dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So they do need a place to put their jewelry. They need a little area to stash their cell phone, their wallets,
yeah.
the extra change from you know, from their pockets. And, you know, as they shift in the morning and in the evening. So really using that kind of Beltline storage area in your closet, whether it is for jewelry or for just miscellaneous items, is a really smart use of space.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's great. I want to go back one second about the installers around the country, because I know that there are people out there that are probably saying, okay, I want to give them a call. How can they do that?
Yep, we have a little separate website called CustomClosetMade.com, and if you get on there, again, you can see some beautiful photography of high-end closet organizing systems, and you can just say, find me a dealer. Put in your zip code, and they're going to give you a list of the dealers in your area, and then it's just one phone call away. And what's so great about it is that's what these people do for a living. So
I
they're
going
to come into your home. They're going to help you take inventory of what you have. They're going to design on their computer right in front of you, and then they're going to come back and install a beautiful system that's meant just for you.
I love it. It's so easy. Just hearing you say that is just so relaxing.
I agree with you.
You know, because there are, look, when we are doing things ourselves, we will make little mistakes. That's just
sure.
what it is. I know I've made them, you know, forget about it. If that level isn't perfect, 1 second of an inch, you're in trouble.
Right.
So, and I think that really is one of the most common mistakes people make when they're installing their own closet system. Is that correct?
Yep, it's both making sure that things are level, and then the second thing I would say is making sure that they're securing it into the wall properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we love about Shelf Track is it takes the guesswork out of finding the studs, because you just hang your hang track up at the top of your closet, either in the header or into the studs, and then after that, everything is supported by that hang track. So you're basically only leveling and screwing into the studs once. The rest of the system just falls into place. Makes it really foolproof.
So I know. It's so true. It's so true. Once you've got that piece up, it's all easy and lots of fun from, you know, from there. So, oh, wow, this has been just fabulous. We're filled. You just gave us so many great tips and so much information, Lisha. I'm so glad that you're able to join me this morning. Again, I just want to let people know that if they want to check out the fabulous products from Closet Made, it's closetmade.com, and that they are available if you just want to walk into Home Depot, you could just pick up anything you want from, well, not anything, but the products that Home Depot carries, you could pick them up right then and there.
Yep, and I agree with you. Home Depot is just such a great place for one-stop shopping, whether you want wire organizing systems for your garage, your pantry, your home, or whether you want these beautifully upgraded, laminated, custom-looking systems. Home Depot's got it ready for you.
It's so great. So lucky. And again, they are so lucky to have you, Lisa. I am so, your passion and your joy is just contagious. It really is.
Well, Mira, I'm so glad you asked me to join you today. And hopefully we'll continue to help everyone get organized one by one.
Yes, we need to do that together. And I hope, I again thank you for being here. And I hope that you will come back again.
I definitely will, Mira.
Lisa, thank you so, so much. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're just here with saying goodbye to Lisa. And before I bring on my next guest, we're just going to take a quick little break.
Could you use some more organization in your life? Sure, we all could. But where to start? In the home? At work? With yourself? The answer is very likely yes, yes, and yes. Tune in to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. It's all about how to let go of the clutter in your life, from the personal issues to the physical spaces. Meryl and her guests will work on a different area to improve each week so you can take back control in your life. Let's get organized with Meryl Starr.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Meryl Starr, and you're listening to Let's Get Organized with Meryl Starr. And I brought back with me Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hi, Meryl. How are you?
Thank you so much for being so organized. This morning, I was so crazed, I almost had you call me an hour earlier. So
you know
thank
what?
You for that. I'm so glad that you're here. And I want to tell everybody the name of the company, which is Closet, C-L-O-S-E-T-E. Correct?
Right. Hyphen E-T-T-E.
And I want to encourage everybody to go there because it's absolutely a magnificent, magnificent site. It's just gorgeous.
Oh,
and
you're
so are
sweet.
You, by the way.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. You're
so,
so
adorable.
Sweet.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you start? It's a great story, but I'd love you to share.
Well, 10 years ago, I was, you know, working for someone else, 10 and a half years
Hey,
ago.
Hey, Courtney, this is Meryl Starr.
I worked in fashion. And
good, how are you?
My life and the last job.
Good.
I really focused on
sorry to get back to you.
Retail stores. And
doing my thing.
Not,
so what's going on?
I realized through that job that I'm not going to spend a lifelong corporate career in fashion, but I did really enjoy building out the spaces. And working on merchandising the spaces was really something that I had always kind of done either on e-tail jobs or retail jobs or fashion-based jobs that I had had. But this time I had really gotten physically involved in the actual architecture.
Are you what?
And it was just something that I really wanted
to
turn into a career when I went freelance. Instead of styling people, I went back to seeing if I could style showroom spaces and stores. And some of the designers
right.
I worked for in the past let me do this. And
like, what would we offer them at $75?
A railroaded bathroom.
Right, and then could I at least get 50 of that?
I told a writer at Vogue that and Vogue wrote a 2-page story on my company in the September 2002 issue, and really, from there, you know, the organic narrative, which
right,
is
okay.
What I'm saying but all the time, but I really love that term because it's true. It began, and we had a design build business that designed dressing room spaces. And
I only do New York City below 120.
You know,
we
only do
that. Yeah, and I also, it's only no more than 40 projects.
Only a few projects every year that are really.
I know. Now, how much do you think we
should
be on that one?
And I
threw out there like
focus on the interior architecture, the imagery, designing these spaces, bringing in all the gathered from security systems to HVAC to lighting to whatever it is, for specific composites, hardware.
You know, I mean,
2 years ago, and developing product with clients, and 2 years ago, I launched my own hanger line, and
I have to stop you because I love them. I love them. They, first of all, I want to tell everybody out there, you could actually see them. We did a segment on Fox and Friends.
Right.
The first couple of minutes, the first couple that I have there, they're holding on to the hanger. I mean, besides having them in my own closet, they are they're just beautiful. I know, it sounds great. They're beautiful hangers.
So,
adorable than the huggable or the
jet skinny
block hangers.
Mm-hmm.
They're more durable and they're more designed based on armament care.
Wait, not great. The third.
Really?
Right.
Where
can they get them? Do they need to come to the website?
Right.
So most people shop on our website, but we have the hangers are in at Neiman Market. They're in Paris, London. They're on OpenSky.com as well. We actually now have our own storefront on OpenSky.
You're the expert. Maybe $20. Like that's like a what kind of discount is that?
They're
like
also
8%. Oh my God.
The travel cases. Sorry, we're moving.
Is it? You think?
A bunch of different stores right now, and we're actually moving into hotels as well. So
I love it. But
that's what I'm thinking. I know. And
to,
I
know. It's perfect. It's really going to be great. And you know what? For me to be able to give that information to people and for them to just be able to, you know, start decluttering and getting organized, it's a gift, really. And you know, hopefully, you know, maybe I'll get some more, you know, increases. So, okay. It's great.
The one that I really love. Shall tank as much as possible.
Should we start out with 100? I don't know. What do you think? What makes it more?
Clients that I have, every inch is prime real estate. And really, the hangers are so slim and wonderful that they really help you to use every inch of that closet.
Well, I'm so glad you like them. We have to get you more. And one of the things we're doing is because people have...
Okay.
It's really almost...
Right.
Strange. I mean, you know.
So, do you, should we start out with 100?
Professional org, and you've been a professional organizer for a really, really long time.
20 years.
Right. You know.
That new under the sun.
And then.
Right now, it's
we start out with 100, but they have to book it by August 31st.
Taking over the world, and we get
so it all has to be booked, right? Or should I book it by July 31st?
Our best way of selling isn't going to be through other retailers. It's going to be through people. So we really
Okay, good. Okay, so
women who are closet organizers, either the
summer special
or professional organizers, or just people who sort of are in love with the product or the process. Into closet to stylistas, and so we're really creating a direct selling.
Right, of course. Yeah, I mean, this is a great
idea. I love that.
Totally.
Fabulous idea.
And
that's a great idea.
Yeah, over the phone, Monday through Friday.
If they're interested.
Okay, what else?
We'll just email us at info@closet2, so it's CLS-ET.
But that has to be New York only, Manhattan only.
Closet2.com.
Okay.
Email us and we will send you an application. We do have an application process.
Right.
And that application process is something that we are going to take, you know, seriously because we want these people to be.
Yeah, I mean, I said 50, but I guess 40, 45 we could try for.
Whether they already do it professionally or it's just their passion, some people have.
Okay.
You know, so. We're really, you know, doing an application process.
I love it.
It's fine.
And get in touch with us and get it.
I mean, this seems like so nice and so easy. It'll be nice to do a little bit of a discount again.
And going
back
to what you said before, Melanie, is this is just, you know, yes, I've been in it for 20 years and I've seen the changes, but it just.
I know.
I'm so happy that so many people are realizing how important.
I'm not used to all spaghetti. I thought it was like it used to be all open.
Life is.
You know?
It's life-changing, life-changing. And
I gotcha. I don't know. 50?
Everybody's doing it.
I don't know.
You know, there's one quote that you had on.
Okay, like 25.
And it's
like, make it more. Okay. Make it more. Okay, so you know what? Maybe we should just do 20.
Those are my numbers. And it says,
I gotcha.
Nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful to be beautiful. It's just fabulous.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it's
I love that.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is great.
It's kind of like our mission statement, you know, with all of this. Mm-hmm. That's why all the product is super high design.
Let's just leave it.
I'd say it's, you know, accessible luxury because it's really like people, I think after this whole recession, what can you do to improve your home? What can you buy these days? Well, people want to buy things that make their life better and make their life easier.
They're easy to put on a shelf, and how many of us have, you know?
Correct. I usually put 48-hour cancellation, just because
it's
you know,
so
I need to travel, and
architectural
so that would be great if
we
could do
that. Coming out this
right.
Year again. You know, we don't launch a thousand SKUs at a time. That's not our MO. We test things, see how successful they are, and we are also launching.
Let's put Manhattan slowly below 125.
Exactly what our purpose beyond our own branded product is really.
Yeah, I think that was tough in my
business out there two people in a very curated way. So, you know, something that's happening middle of the year and in a site where you can actually use an organizing tool.
This way it's all.
Love it. Can't see it all, and I'm so glad we were connected, Melanie, and I am so glad. It was just my pleasure having you here today.
Monday through Friday.
It's so good.
Thank you so much. And we're definitely going together for a coffee sometime soon.
The half hour.
And for all of you, one more time, the website where they can.
You know, the hour could be Skype as well. Well, I would, but then they're paying $75 an hour. Why would they just
get all the organizers out there, the good ones.
Definitely.
Well, they can only buy one
application.
Great.
Thank you so much. Please hold on. But Melanie, thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.
Really cute, but I guess they'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay.
MerylStar.com will be fine. That's all the information. Yeah, it could go right to me now. That, you know,